Happy New Year. Did you sleep well? I know others are still sleeping. We can see. Right? Lots of empty spaces there. But that's okay. We had a beautiful long night. I slept early. I didn't know what happened at midnight. I'm glad we have a new year. Okay. I'm glad you are here. Thank you. A little girl used to accompany her mother to the church. When asked her name, she would always tell people, "I am Mr. Brown's daughter." One day her mother said to her, "Honey, don't say to people you are Mr. Brown's daughter. Tell them you are Emily Brown." One Sunday morning, the new pastor was getting acquainted with the parishioners, and he asked this little girl, "Aren't you Mr. Brown's daughter?" And the little girl replied, "I thought I was, but my mom tells me I am not." Aren't they amazing, little kids? We first come to know who we are from our mothers. We come to know who we are from our own mothers. God gave us our mothers so that we can know what love is. Love in concrete reality. God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. Through Mary, our mother, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. So I'm so glad and happy that we Catholic Christians always begin the new year by honoring the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, our mother, the mother whom Jesus entrusted to all human persons on the cross before he died. She is our mother, who accompanies us always throughout our journey of life, journey of faith. Mary, our mother, is close to us. So we are honoring her today. This great dogma, this Catholic Christian dogma of the Mary, the Holy Mother of God, was first promulgated formally in the Catholic Church at the Council of Ephesus in 431 AD. In the Council of Ephesus. But the origin of this dogma goes back to the Bible. We find the traces of it in the Bible. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 43, we read, "Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, tells Mary upon her visitation, he tells her, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.' And then she tells Mary, 'How is it possible that the mother of my Lord has come to me?' Through the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth declares that Mary is the mother of God. How is it possible that the mother of my Lord has come to me?" That was a great honor for Elizabeth. For Mary to visit her, who is carrying the Son of God in her womb. Mary is the mother of God because she was carrying Jesus, who is called the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, and who decided to become man through the womb of Mary, the mother. She is the mother of God because she gave birth to Jesus, who is both God and man. We all know from our catechism that Jesus had two natures in one person, his divinity and his humanity, the divine nature and the human nature. Upon his birth here on earth, his human nature was visible, whereas his divine nature was hidden from the humanity. And it was really gradually being unfolded during the time of his public ministry. Mary is the reason that we have Jesus. She brought forth the Son of God into this world. She is the reason that we are celebrating Christmas. She is the reason that we are entering into the new year by honoring Mary, our mother, today. Mary, our mother, is a model for all Christians. She is a model for all those who are ready to say yes to God's will, to God's plan in their lives. Did Mary really know what God's plans were? Did Mary really know about the divinity of her son Jesus? The answer is yes and no. She knew it, but not at the beginning. She came to know about the divinity by the gradual revelation. God's unfolding his plan in her life from time to time, from the moment of Annunciation until the resurrection and the Pentecost. That's where the revelation culminated. That's where Mary came to know, he is indeed the Son of God. He is, my son is the Savior of the world. That was a gradual revelation. Mary is the model for those who wait for God's plan to unfold in our lives. She waited. That's why today's gospel tells us she kept all these things in her heart and pondered over it. What did she keep in her heart and reflect upon? Of course, the Annunciation. She did not understand fully what was going on when angel Gabriel told her, you are to conceive and name him Jesus. He is the Son of God. He is going to redeem the humanity. He is the Savior. She was just an ordinary human person. She couldn't understand or grasp it. But she readily said yes to the plan of God. Total trust in God's will, in his plan. Even without understanding it fully. That's what we learned from our mother, Mary. She was pondering upon the visitation. The visit by Magi. The nativity itself. And the shepherds came to worship and went and proclaimed everywhere about the Savior who is born to this world. Mary couldn't understand all this. She kept all these in her heart and pondered over it. In other words, she gave time for God to work out his plan and purpose in her life. She's a model for those who are patient enough to wait for God's plan to unfold in our lives in his time. Are we patient like Mary to wait for God's plan and purposes to unfold in our own lives? You know, the famous Jesuit theologian, Théody Chardin, says, or in his writing, he urges all the Christians to trust the slow work of God in our lives and not to speed up the process. We tend to speed up the process always, right? We are in a haste, we are in a hurry. Of course, we live in the modern world, in the fast world. We want everything instant, everything fast. The fastest internet, the fast food. We even tell the microwave to hurry up. Yes, we are living in the modern world, everything instantly. We want, we have no more patience to wait. That's why Amazon company is planning to deliver the goods at your homes by using drones. Yes, soon it is coming to our neighborhood. Very fast. We have no more patience to wait. But sometimes it is worth waiting for some things which only then will bear fruit eventually. Like love. It's worth waiting in patience for love to bear fruit in our lives. We can't rush through certain things. We need to have to wait. We are entering the new year. Today, 2017. Wow, before we knew it, 2017 is here, right? 2017. How fast 2016 has gone. As we welcome new year, this is a time for making certain soul searching and making some new resolutions, right? You know, the month of January, that we always begin the new year with January, right? January, the term January comes from the Roman god Janus, a Roman god with two faces. Two faces, one face looking towards the past and the other looking towards the future. We are following the Roman calendar, that's why January, no? Janus. It means we are called to look back a little bit at the year that we just passed, 2016. How was it? How did we live it? Did we fulfill all our promises and resolutions that we made at the beginning of 2016? Perhaps many of us are happy that we were able to fulfill the resolutions. While others may not be that happy, you couldn't fulfill all of them. But it's okay, don't be disappointed. Don't be sad. God is giving us yet another year to look forward to. That's why the other face is looking towards the future. The new year that we have just entered, 2017, is full of promises, full of wonders. For those who can trust in the Lord, as Mary did. Look at Mary. She simply trusted in the Lord. And everything unfolded in His time, in her life, through her life, for the salvation of humanity. We have Jesus Christ, our Savior, because Mary trusted in the plan of God. In this new year, as we move forward by making new resolutions, I know we may have a long list, right? Let's make, you know, even if the list is not last that long, let's make true, real, practical resolutions. Like the resolution to ponder over the things as Mary did. Let's spend some time with the Lord every day, pondering over the things that are happening in our lives and what God really wants to work in and through each one of us to know His plan and purpose. That would be the best resolution we could make this new year. And we can accompany Mary. She is with us. She is the model of faith as we move through this new year, the journey of faith, hope, and love. Let's hold on to Mary. Ask her assistance. She will help us to accomplish all our resolutions and our promises, our desires for this new year, especially to experience joy and peace in this new year. Amen.